Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Alala Show Season 2 Mix Number
34.
Nice guess right there. Welcome to the Hala Hala Show, everybody. What's up? Hi, that's Rika G over there.
Hello, my name is Rika G, and that is JC.
Hello, hello. Happy new week to all the Leche fans out there. If it's your first time here, why don't you tell them about the podcast?
Well, welcome. Come in. Come on, sit down.
Pick
a seat. And this is where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. But we do start with just talking about our lives, really, you know, just updating you in case you're interested. But if you're not, you can always skip to the TTs. But yeah, why the heck not?
Mm-hmm. The TTs are the trending topics. Not much happened this week, so actually it's going to be a very short mix today. But we will be talking about OnlyFans and the plans that they had last week, which they just scrapped a few days ago. But also things regarding OnlyFans and adult entertainers, especially here in the Philippines, and involves money and taxes. You know, right? Okay.
Always the case.
Yes. Wait, did we have something else today?
No.
Nice.
Read that thread on Reddit.
Yes. Okay. So since we have to stretch a little bit today, Rika and I were discussing a Reddit thread that we just found today. Are we doing that first or last?
Last.
Okay. So stick around for that. It involves sexy cartoons.
Okay.
Anyway, let's do some where you've been, Rika G. Why don't you tell everyone where you've been this week, Rika G? Well,
I've only been to 3 places this whole lockdown, this whole ECQ. And I just realized that I haven't been outside of my city, which is Pasig City, in maybe 3 weeks. I have not breathed other air. But okay, so this is it. The whole week I was just at the coffee counter and it was really fun, and we did not expect the support that we will be getting, and we're just super thankful for the whole biking community and the coffee community for like pulling up, man.
I saw McCoy Dubs was there. See, Tita Julie.
Yes. So he passed by, I'm just like super thankful for the whole support. I cannot name everybody who passed by, but there's friends, acquaintances, people I work with, people who are listeners of the Halo Halo Show and the Morning Rush, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, this is just so nice. And I learned so much about coffee. Again, this week, I practiced my latte art. Knox. It was more like a latte blob. Thank you very much. That shit is hard.
Yeah. Wait, last time you said you were able to make a heart, right? Blob heart.
Not even a heart. Okay, a blob.
So what's the best thing that you've made now after a week?
I made something that kind of looks like a skirt. Okay, so you know, it's not that easy, but I think, you know, everything is trainable. So I'm very excited for the progress. But anyway, this week was just super crazy. I think people were just so excited to, you know, get out and bike or run, because we also got some runners who passed by after their like morning run. And people are just like excited about maybe exercising outside or breathing the air outside, probably. What else happened this week? Oh, right. We had our RX party, right?
Yes, we did. Celebrating what year? I don't know how many years the Monster Radio party, or no, Monster Radio station that we work at, in case it's your first time listening here. We celebrated our anniversary month. It was a live session on Zoom and whatnot.
Yeah, Zoom. We're all just there, and you know, we got to know the listeners, and actually for me it was really funny. It was funny that we didn't really expect that was going to happen. And this, by the way, this is actually the second time we're celebrating our anniversary online. Actually, anything at this point, right?
Indeed. Right? Rika G had to learn how to use the spotlight on Zoom.
Okay. My phone, and it has like a different setup when you're using your phone compared to when you're using your laptop. So I had a really hard... I was such a tita. what else happened? Oh, right. So yesterday, actually, just yesterday, because we're recording on a Sunday, just yesterday, Saturday night, we just wanted to breathe, you know, a different type of air. So we decided to bike to Poblacion. So from Pasig to Poblacion, we biked there and it was really fun. And then we tried, I say we, it's me and my partner in the coffee counter. We tried Kaukai, the Thai place that's really famous in Pob. And you ride around Pob at night, it kind of gets a little sad, okay? Because especially knowing what it was before and how it was before. Everything is just empty. Everything is closed. Thankfully, that place, Kaukai, is still open. They do takeouts, just like mainly takeouts and deliveries. We did not, because we were so hungry and we just wanted to go there, we did not realize that we don't have any place to eat in at. So what we did was we biked to, is that even the right term?
We biked to.
Yeah, we bike to Otto, so that's OTO, and they actually have like that one what do you call that, like parang long, I don't know, it's not even a table, I think it's a bench, and then we stayed outside and then we literally ate and left because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to get in trouble or get the establishment in trouble. We literally ate it and we left, but damn that's good chicken. Like, you should really, I suggest, I think for the full experience, I think for the full experience, try asking them to chop it up into bite-sized pieces, their chicken, if you get the fried chicken. And I don't know, it just made it more pleasurable for me to eat it. You know,
what's the name of the spot again?
Kaukai. And then there's a newly Thai place opened also in Poblacion. I think it's right in front of Arte Tattoo. It's called Krapao. And it's also Thai, I believe, or parang, I guess, Asian food. You guys should also try it. I don't know. It's so good.
Have you been to that one spot in Poblacion that I think it's also Thai food? It's like something Tiger or whatnot. Is that still open?
Is it Easy Tiger? Easy Tiger, they had it in Podium, remember?
Oh, maybe not Easy Tiger. There's a Thai place there. I went there before. I just forgot the name of the spot. Poblacion.
Yeah. There's like a bunch. Thankfully, yeah, these restaurants are still open. They're open for deliveries and takeouts. So please, if you can't support your local restaurant, please do. And I highly, highly suggest Kaukai. It's so freaking good, dude. They even have like those green beans and like oyster shit, and I'm like, this is so easy to do. But when I tasted it, damn, it was a party in my mouth. It was a different kind of party in my mouth. That is it. Oh, also, before I forget, I did look at me. I finished a series on Netflix. Look at me.
No.
Yes, hear the audible gasp. So I finished The Chair, and I like it because it's so low key. Like, there's no big thing happening. There's no full shebang. It's a story, and I really, really like it. I'm not sure if I want to recommend it to people because people might find it, I don't know, boring or something. But for me, it was just a nice watch, you know, something that you just randomly watch while eating your noodles and shit, you know?
And it's got Sandra Oh, right? Star Sandra Oh.
Yes, Sandra Oh is there. They speak Korean. They speak Mexican. They speak everything. No, but they mainly speak Korean because they are Korean. So nice. What else? So yeah, I suggest that one. I'm still trying to finish Move to Heaven. I'm a very slow watcher of new things. When I try to watch new stuff, it's very, very slow. What else did I do this week? Oh, man, it's really uneventful, honestly. Okay, so last one, I just want to tell you a story, probably super random.
Okay.
I went to a self-service laundry and my clothes are ruined. Because apparently when you put it on high in the dryer, I don't know, I feel like it burnt my clothes or something. It went gray. All the black, all the whites, not
was
white.
Was there something mixed in there na ibang gulay?
Everything was mixed.
kaya pala. That's why.
But honestly, actually, there's this one pair of shorts na it turned gray, but it turned solid gray. Like, it wasn't, what do you call this? It wasn't like patchy. So now I have a pair of shorts that I haven't been using, but now it's in different color. So it's kind of like I bought a new pair of shorts.
Oh, diba bet, no? Right? Nice.
There was this one creepy baby dress that was left in the laundry shop. And I was like, nobody's getting it. And it was just hanging out there in front of me. And people left. And I'm like, nobody got the baby dress. This is so creepy. I found it so creepy. And then I left. But yeah, that is my very much, very eventful week. I must say, though, this weekend was very eventful for our coffee counter. Not just, you know, because a lot of people came in, but also a lot of people were interested in the whole space. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I meet different types of people from different walks of life and like really getting like we really try to get to know their names and what they like about coffee. And sometimes even if, let's say, they're just really like casual coffee drinkers, I mean like, you know, we're radio DJ, so we like getting to know people, and it was just so enjoyable. That was really the main highlight. That's the highlight of my week, really.
The weekend.
People and them going back. We have freaking regulars. Who are we?
I love it.
Who is she? We have regulars? Come on, man.
The usual? Oh, the usual?
Oh, the usual? All right.
I got you.
Yeah. There we go.
Finn?
Yeah.
What did I do, man? I'll just work my way backwards too. I watched last night, or at most of it, I fell asleep for the first part, but he's into her. I know he's all that. You ever watch She's All That, the 90s movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook. I forgot her name, Rachel something Cook. Anyway, it's the opposite where, if you watch the original is a hot, popular jock guy gets the nerdy, not so popular girl and like makes her into someone really like hot and popular. You know, the typical story. So this time's the opposite. This one stars C. Addison Rae from TikTok.
Oh, right. I avoided that movie. A lot of the ads, or what do you call it, trailers. And then I saw, maybe not.
Was because, not a fan of her acting.
Yeah. You know what? I put myself through Kissing Booth 1-3. So maybe I'm like, kota na ako, guys.
I couldn't get past Kissing Booth 1.
Yeah. I don't know why I had, like, I watched three of those movies. I don't know why.
But it stars Addison Rae, and then if you're a fan of Cobra Kai, it stars the guy who plays Robbie, see Tyler Buchanan or Tyler something. Yeah. And I mean, it's a guilty, like it's like a C-list, I mean, D-list, borderline C-list movie where Addison Rae's acting was not the vibe, but it was, I thought it was entertaining. Like, it's like a cheesy 90s movie, but just set in the 2000s. So she plays, very fittingly, a social media influencer girl. And then something happens where she becomes like a meme. So she has to kind of save her reputation, blah, 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 blah. It's on Netflix. So if you got nothing else to watch, it's okay. I think it's okay to watch in the background. It's white noise watching. What else did I do, man? I got besides the RX party, which was what Rika already talked about. Oh, I told you guys about the VO gig that I got, right? The ebook.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you are the voice of love stories.
Yeah, so I am at least halfway, more than halfway through the books or the chapters already. And halfway through, they introduce a new character, and the line, the description of the speaker, the new character when they spoke was, blank, 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 said in her southern accent.
Did you have to do a southern?
I did it, man.
Can you give us a sample?
I said, he's a hot, sexy cowboy.
One more time so people can record it and make free tone.
Oh, he's a hot cowboy. Oh, man.
Let me try. Wait, what? He's a sexy cowboy. Cowboy.
I don't even know how to do it. I just do it how I imagine it to sound like.
They're probably like shaking their heads.
Oh, man.
Please sure they record, they edit your audio clips.
And I don't remember if I mentioned it last time, but there are explicit sex scenes in the book.
Oh.
So I had to like moan.
Oh. I will not ask you to.
Yeah. And read explicit, like, you know, stuff that you normally say during doing the nasty.
Whoa.
And in different characters, because, you know, obviously it's between two characters. And in this case, it's a guy and a girl. So even if it's because each chapter is split into the point of view of either a guy, the main guy, his name is Dakota, or the main girl, her name is Shay. So sometimes they're doing like, well, it's with other people in at the start, right? But they're doing it with other people, but you're voicing both characters.
Right.
So it's like you're having phone sex with yourself.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts, man. I cringe more for like our co-DJ MJ, who's my producer for this project. She has to listen to that. And then our editor, PV, has to listen to that too. And I don't know. It's kind of uncomfortable that at least two people now know what I sound like without me having sex with them.
Damn, dude. That's professionalism right there, you guys.
Ah, man.
You have to do it. It's either professionalism or you just really, really need money at this point. You're like, you know what? I'll do whatever.
Yeah. I guess that's pretty much everything that I did. So it is a good jumping off point, though, to talk about our soul TT. Well, it's a TT split into maybe a few parts, but shall we wapow?
Sure, go ahead. All right,
let's talk about OnlyFans. So you may, most of you who listen are probably familiar with OnlyFans, but just in case you're not OnlyFans, it's like a site where you can provide content to other people for, you know, exclusive content. And there's like there's a paywall behind it. There's a subscription. So you only get access to said content if you pay like a subscription fee or if you pay a donation or something. But the thing is, even though it's not marketed in that way, or it wasn't originally marketed in that way, it has become the number one platform for adult entertainers to make money, because they can, you know, sell exclusive nudes and videos and et cetera, et cetera. So that's why OnlyFans kind of blew up, and most people associate it with, you know, sexual content. Well, last week, OnlyFans announced that they were going to be banning sexually explicit content, and it was supposed to take place in October of this year. And of course, when that happened, I'm sure you saw the tweets, right, Rika G?
Yeah.
A lot of people were upset. The content creators on there who, you know, who make pretty good money on there. I'm assuming most of them, or a lot of them do, were fearful of A, well, losing a good part of their livelihood, and B, some were even saying that they, it would have to, because if they ban this, they might have to go back to doing it, you know, under the table, you know, through means that are not necessarily legal as compared to OnlyFans. But all of a sudden, just a few days ago, they OnlyFans changed their stance on the ban. They completely abandoned it, and they said that it, there was an issue with like the banks not willing to pay them or something. But then I guess they figured it out.
You know what? I have like a couple of theories. Okay, first one is the obvious one, which is like maybe this is a PR stunt, you know, to get people talking about OnlyFans again. And then I was thinking when the first thing happened, I was like, you know what? Maybe like they're planning on inviting, I don't know, a famous social media influencer to use OnlyFans so that it can be used in other stuff and not just for adult content. Like in my head, honestly, like they should probably, they're like, maybe thinking about hiring Addison Rae to like use OnlyFans. So, you know, like her clout will attract, you know, people to the website and then use it for other stuff and not just for adult content.
Yeah.
But apparently not. So maybe it is just, you know, a PR stunt.
Maybe.
So that was just my theory. That was just this, my plan in my head. I was thinking if I were one of the, I don't know, like CEOs, if I was a board member of OnlyFans, that's what I would do. I would suggest. No, but you know what? Actually, before I went on the OnlyFans website, just to check it out, right? And when you go on there, the first slide that popped up on like their homepage was like for makeup tutorials and stuff. So you know, they were, I think even before, they were really trying to, or mainly naman talaga eh, they're, you know, it's really about exclusive content and not just adult content. It's just really kind of like evolved into that,
I guess. It's like Patreon, right? Like Patreon, yeah, does something similar, right?
Patreon, yeah.
I wonder, is there sexual content on Patreon though? I don't know.
But I think majority would be OnlyFans. I wonder why, though. I wonder why it's super easy to do it on OnlyFans. Is it because, like...
What kind of security, maybe? Maybe they have features probably that really make it, I know,
probably
super safe, I guess. I'm not really sure. I've never actually checked it out, to be honest. Believe it or not, I've never actually checked out OnlyFans. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's never really been a... I don't know. I what would it take you, unless you've already done it, but what would it take for you to pay to see something sexually explicit? Like, who would it have to be? Because there's so much of it free online, right?
Yeah.
So, for me, I don't really, I don't want to spend money that I don't necessarily have to spend, in a sense.
Yeah. Okay. Because for me, honestly, nudes aren't really sexy to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if see it live in front of me, I guess. That's so weird. No, but you know what I mean? Like when I see people like nude on cam, it just feels so weird. Like it feels so like scientific. You know what I mean? Like it's for, yes. I know, for, you know what I mean?
I get, I've always said this, like, you know how when girls or even guys get unsolicited dick pics,
yeah,
and it doesn't turn you guys on, I always wondered like why guys would think that's hot. Because if someone sent me a picture of their vagina,
exactly,
I wouldn't be like, whoa. Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Like close up. Can you
put it away, bro?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
This is a Wendy's.
Oh my god, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, tapos alam mo yung parang feeling ko, I would hyper focus on something if a photo was sent to me like that. I would hyper focus on like
manunal.
Ugat doon. Diba? But I never found it sexy. That's why I also never sent any like nude pics ever. Ever. done that. Maybe like, alam mo yun, kunwari like shoulder, maybe, ganun.
Lip bite, ganun.
Lip, hindi din eh.
Hindi mga, din.
Like usually like, kunwari lang, the back of my shoulder, mga ganun. Diba?
Very, ano, very, leave kasi, ano, much to the imagination.
Hindi, kasi kunwari, even not just like nude pics, like kunwari, a body part, like say, seeing it. Hindi siya sexy. Parang ayoko. Diba? Can you imagine? Alok-alokan mo. Ayoko mo. Alok-alokan mo. Diba?
Oh, man.
So, ayun.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't... Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I could see a market for maybe people who are not... The only thing that I would maybe consider ever... Mm. Like, I don't think I would do, but like the only, maybe in my mind would only work in the way where it would be like, oh, maybe I would pay for that. Is if it's somebody who I thought would never, ever like do this. But they, and of course this is, you know, not, and this is willing, right? Obviously it's not like leaked stuff, but if it's someone who you're like, whoa, I didn't think that they would actually, you know, post that stuff. I would probably, and it, I think it has to be a personal connection.
Right.
Like
right.
Someone that I know, not maybe necessarily as a friend, but let's say we met someone at a party and then all of a sudden later on, like, hey, JC, you remember that guy or that girl we met at that party? My OnlyFans funny. Maybe I would, maybe. I would, maybe, but.
I know, kasi I think, wait lang, correction pala, it's alak-alakan. Ano yung alak-alakan? Anyway, it's alak-alakan, the back of the knee. That's what I wanted to say. But. Can you imagine? No, I feel like a lot of the people who go on ano naman kasi talaga, on OnlyFans would be like the professional ones. You know, the ones that you actually see on websites. And I guess, especially on websites, and you're, let's say you're not subscribed to their premium, you would see more. Or they could actually say your name, diba?
Yes.
Make it more personal, I guess.
Funny shout out.
Yeah, I mean, no, I actually don't, even like celebrity crushes, I actually have no desire to see them in full, you know, birthday suit.
Oh, you know what I would possibly maybe pay for, especially if I was younger, right? And I was like, you know, my libido was super all through the roof and I had money. I might pay for someone to like do ASMR, like, say my name multiple times, like moaning. That would be, I think, with on video, I think that would be worth some money,
right?
To me, I think. Yun lang.
I mean, like, yeah, I can imagine. You know what? My friend and I were actually talking about this. Like, I actually have no idea, like, how to start phone sex. Like, oh, I mean, like, what do you do? So we went on YouTube and there's a full-on tutorial on how to do it.
Actually, like, as a practicer of said phone
system.
Is there, what is, wait, well, first of all, let me see. What did the YouTube video say?
No, because, you know, it mainly talked about, you know, your connection with a person at the other end of, on the other end of the phone. You know, it can be as personal as it can be. And also try to, what do you call this? Like, send, how do I say that? Yung parang supporting media.
Documents.
You know, like a sexy pose, a photo, right. Or maybe like a story, mga ganun, private story, something like that. And then obviously, like, may tutorial din siya on what words to use. And sometimes you don't even have to use words. You can just let them hear you and stuff like that. So, you know.
Oh, I've never had to send an supporting documents, but...
O send po nung may ano, may signature.
Gusto mo yung ano, they say, can you talk southern to me, baby?
So, obviously, hindi ka nahirapan dun sa ano, audiobook because you're a believer of that system.
Did I?
No judgment, actually, because I want to learn how, especially in the world that we live in right now, maybe we have to learn a new skill when it comes to that.
You
right?
know, I have a, maybe something that you could try. Did I ever tell you, I don't know if I shared this to you in person or if I ever shared this on the podcast, but it's a very personal story, but I'll tell it because I, you know, I'm not really ashamed of it. But back in the day, right? Like, you know, this must have been 2015, 2016. So I was on Tinder and whatever, right? And I matched with someone who I never met in person. I honestly think that they were a catfish, right? However, we exchanged like Viber numbers. I forgot what app it was, right? And I remember that was the thing that we did.
Okay.
But we never met up. We never, like, you know, it was just something that we did for randomly.
All the time?
Yeah, like, you know, occasionally.
Occasionally.
So, okay.
What do you call this? That character of Anne Hathaway in that one movie where she moonlights as like a, what do you call
operator?
That? Phone sex operator. Parang ganon.
Yeah, kind of. It was so like that. But it was just, you know, there was no payment. It was just
no
payment. Okay. Yeah, I remember like one would randomly message like, hey, you up?
And then you would talk.
Yeah. But I never saw, I didn't know who, I mean, I forgot even what the picture looked like on the app. It was just like they used like a you know, generic na grayed out photo on Viber, right? So like no name, no face. No, I don't even know the name. This was like years, like this was a few years ago. So I don't know. Like I could have been a guy. Could have been a guy with a girly voice. Could have been. Who knows?
Well.
But you know, the crazy shit you do when you're young, right? Younger.
When you're young. If only you had money, am I right? If only they had OnlyFans back then, you would have millions.
So that's what I'm saying. Like you could go and put an anonymous whatever.
Yeah.
And then just say, hey, only interested in voice calls.
Yeah.
I bet you could do it.
You know what? Okay, fine. Since you also shared a personal story, I'll share a personal story.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the thing is, sometimes when like I want to be flirty with, let's say, a guy I'm talking to, I would send voice notes like with not just heavy breathing, but like, let's say I'm whispering like this, and then I would, you know, say other stuff.
Mm.
That's my way of flirting. Like I as in like when people talk to me over like online, let's say chatting, I'm so just like goofy. Voila. But when I send voice notes, that's how you know I like you or I kind of like you.
Yes.
So sometimes that's what I would send, flirty voice notes. So I get the appeal.
You're natural.
I know, like I don't want to give it away, dude.
Okay, yeah, don't share your trade secrets. But yeah, I mean, just returning back to the OnlyFans discussion, in terms of money, man, you know how you're discussing that they could potentially entice social, like big social media stars to join. I mean, I don't know if we talked about it here. Oh, we did. At least we mentioned it. Corinna Kampf from David Dobrik's Vlog Squad or whatever. In 48 hours, she made $1 million on OnlyFans. $1 million, bro. And I don't think she posts nudes. I think it's just like sexy photos with mga shout outs and shit.
And she posts sexy photos anyway, right?
Yeah. So,
I mean, the power that you hold.
Yeah. And I guess that leads to the WAPOW, kind of still related to OnlyFans. So although the app, you know, they haven't, you know, they're not. So the sex workers here or the sexual content creators here don't have to worry about OnlyFans being scrapped anymore. The BIR has raised their head into the conversation.
Ooh, they're stretching their necks out, man.
Yeah. So I don't know if we WAPOW'd, but just in case, WAPOW again.
Okay.
Filipino sex workers, according to Rappler, on OnlyFans must pay taxes according to the BIR. And also, this also is in conjunction with a recent thing that the BIR also released on two other fronts that that I think I'm actually a part of, and also you are too.
Okay.
Content creators, so YouTube and TikTok stars are going to be taxed as well as cryptocurrency NFT games like Axie Infinity. BIR has made their statement known that you're going to have to pay. So this whole weekend, I was studying what the implications are for, at least for me, in terms of Axie Infinity, because the money is pretty big there. The money I have in there is pretty big. But, you know, just in general, they're going to be taxing all these online forms of revenue, which before they weren't really, maybe they weren't monitoring. So according to, I know, BR, they're going to be, there's a lot of influencers that have been kind of iniiwasan nila yung taxes, which I get, right? Because there's really, I don't know, on one end, as someone who creates content, I don't really, I feel like, oh, I just posted a photo, right? Do I have to pay because I posted a photo? But on the other end, it is also revenue. So it is like legally, I mean, it makes sense, right? You're supposed to pay taxes.
Okay. Oh, wait lang. Did we ever talk about Jamil?
No, we did not, but I see the article here. But you're probably more familiar because do you watch them?
That's like the only thing I know about the whole issue, because I was a casual viewer of their channel, of their videos, and suddenly with like what 12 how many followers is it? 12 million followers or more? They suddenly deleted their YouTube channel. Yeah, and some people say that they're taking a break, they're focusing on themselves, but also a lot of people are talking about how they're evading taxes or something, or once, or they're trying to, not yet. But those are just all allegations, okay? Don't take my word for it. Please do your own research. And these are all just, you know, hearsay. But I don't know, maybe people are just trying to hyper focus on them because of their like sudden success. So they're, I feel like I could consider them like a quote unquote overnight success. Well, anybody really on who makes it on YouTube, I guess, because you know, they suddenly have a house, they have all these luxury cars and bags and everything. And I mean, I don't know, honestly. So at this point, it's all just I actually just checked out their Instagram just earlier today, and they're still posting photos of themselves. They're posting, they're even posting photos of, or they're even posting giveaways. Okay. So they're giving away like 24 iPhones and like 60,000 pesos. So I don't know what, you know, what's happening. And it just, pag ganun naman kasi talaga, I think if your follower count is that high, I feel like at one point you will become like a service, you know, like a business. So, 100%. Yeah, right?
So the revenue you earn at, you know, at a million followers, especially a active channel where you get, generate views, the money you make on YouTube, if you have that kind of clout, is fucking insane, man.
It's insane. That's the fuck you money. That's the money talking about, dude.
And it's passive too. I mean, of course, uploading on a regular schedule will make enhance it, but if you have already millions of followers and you have videos active all the time that have already been active, those still get views over time, which still generates you revenue, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for all the Leche fans out there who didn't know who the Jamil channel was, like me, I didn't know until I read this article. Let me just kind of just clarify. So Jamil stands for it's the shortened of the couple's name. So Jazam Manabat and Camille Trinidad. So Jamil. And Camille did post on Twitter after they deleted their channel, saying that, yes, deleted na po ang channel, and is verbatim. Di naman natin ma-please lahat ng tao na sabihin pa issue lang ito or what. And it's about our relationship. Mas pinili namin, mas maging okay ang relationship namin. I hope na irespeto na lang. Thank you. So
because they did have that one issue of like cheating or whatever, like a few months back. But I mean, we've seen much worse YouTube scandals online without them having to delete their whole channel. I mean, PewDiePie. I don't know how you say
PewDiePie.
You know, he's been under like different types of scandals throughout the years, but he never considered taking down the actual channel. And like people who stopped vlogging or people who stopped, you know, making YouTube videos, their videos are still there. You know, they just stopped. They just
like Kev Jumba. Do you remember Kev Jumba? Do you ever watch Kev Jumba before?
I actually don't know.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, Jamil, just for more background information, they started in 2017. They started vlogging their life, and they were actually in 2020. I didn't know this because it's so strange because I've never heard of them until today. But they were the fourth most popular content creators in the Philippines
Okay,
yeah, so for Filipino vloggers.
They were known for a lot of like the couple pranks. I think they didn't invent it or whatever, but they made it more, I guess, palatable for, how do you say that word?
Palatable?
Palatable. The hell? Palatable for like, you know, a lot of viewers, but they made it work. That was their thing before. And I used to watch them even when they were still living in like a small condo. Yeah, I watched them before because, you know, I found like a few of their videos cute or really, really funny. And then nagulat na lang ako that they actually moved into like a huge house in, you know, like another part of the Philippines, and they have all these cars and stuff. So yeah, and then they started collaborating with all these other big YouTubers here in the Philippines as well. So it gained a lot of traction, and I'm sure they were making bank even then, even before the whole house and collaboration. So yeah, there. I mean, I don't know much about them, but I kind of kept up, I guess, a little, and I don't know why.
Yeah. Okay. Just for more information about the BIR kind of, you know, taxing, should, according to this Rappler article, if earnings are over 3 million pesos, influencers' books of accounts must be audited and examined yearly by a certified public accountant or CPA. So I'm sure all the big channels, you know, I mean, think who are the biggest YouTube channels out there, especially here in the Philippines? I mean, Alex Gonzaga, right? Sina.
Si Niana.
Niana, si Jai, ano, si Agassi, Jaiga, diba?
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's the thing, like, how do they, because I don't know, I've never made money on YouTube, but for example, let's say on Instagram, right? We've gotten projects in the past. Obviously, we're not at the 3 million mark. I guess they have to go through the paper trail, but the way that it's done is really, sometimes it's so informal that, like, I've gotten paid for, you know, content stuff before, just bank transfer. Walang kontrata that I had to sign. Like, there's no, it could have just been from anybody, right?
I wonder, on their side, like, let's say on the side of the company hiring you to post something for them, I wonder if they have a paper trail on you.
Yes, yeah, so I feel like some do. I mean, for sure, some do. I know that for a fact because I've had to submit a yung recibo. I mean, we have our own receipt, right? Because we're freelance workers.
Yes.
But there's others where I haven't had to submit any sort of documentation. This is especially true in the commercial, like TV commercial world, where I was doing TV commercials. I remember getting paid like cash, and I didn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, no name. They didn't ask for my ID. Like, I got paid cash. So my question is to the you know, whoever gave me the money, the client, or I guess it came through the agent, I guess. But how does that work, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't know. I also don't know how they're going to, you know, streamline all of that. There's a lot of questions up in the air. So we'll just have to wait, I guess.
Yeah. Believe me, I have been looking at, especially for crypto, there's so many rules.
Yeah.
And like what I'm thinking of, like the best way to, I don't want to say tax evasion, right? But the best way for me to pay as little taxes as possible because it's huge. And laki pala ng tax rates.
No, honestly, I mean, like for me naman talaga in general, I have no issues with, you know, obviously getting taxed because it's supposed for, you know, for us as well. It's just that it gets a little frustrating when you know that it's mismanaged. The money is just
billions worth mismanaged, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Billions worth.
Billions.
That shit pisses me off. Yeah. but yeah, I mean, any more thoughts on the BIR taxing influencers and OnlyFans workers? Like, how is that? And also on OnlyFans, I'm just one more thought on that. I'm sure I've never done it, but if I was on OnlyFans, right, and I had a market, let's say I had a market, and I'm sure I would do dealings that were not through the app anymore. Get small.
Yeah.
Like I would do Gcash, derecho. But from Gcash, if you're getting it from just a person, Mm-hmm. How can you, like, do you have to write it down in a ledger? Ganun ba yun? Like, is that going to be the new protocol? Like, let's say I wanted to, like, some guy or girl wanted exclusive feet picture or seeing it pictures, diba? Exclusive
seeing it. What category is it in? Diba?
So yeah, I mean, I was just kind of thinking out loud about that. It's going to be so difficult to track. They have to have some sort of, they need to educate more. I think it's still relatively new in terms of how, them enforcing this. I'm sure it's been around a while, but only now maybe that they're seeing the extreme amount of money that is being generated on these, on all these platforms that we just talked about. Baka ganun, no?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Any more final thoughts? Okay na.
Yeah, that's it, dude.
That's the wapow, man. That's it for the TTs, and that's pretty much it for the podcast. But since we wanted to just stretch it a little bit, there was an interesting discussion on Reddit that Rika found. We talked about it at the beginning of the podcast. I don't know if I'll try to edit it in here so it sounds more natural. Normally, we don't edit the podcast, but interesting to say the least. So if I can find an organic way to put it.
It's a genuine reaction to what we just saw on Reddit. Right. But I do have an answer to that question.
Okay. So the question, let's tell them what the, Okay. So since I'm going to insert it in here, right? Then we'll just go off from there. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So the question is, which fictional character would you fuck if they also would want, to have sex with you?
Okay.
And my answer there would be, okay, this isn't my first choice. I think it's also, this is just because it's the first fictional character that came to mind. It would probably be, first of all, BoJack Horseman and Scrooge, because he's
Scrooge McDuck?
He's hella rich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it needs to be, I need to have that some sort of cut as well.
That's good. BoJack Horseman is actually not as surprising of an answer as
I mean, like, there's like sad boy vibes, yeah. but also
Scrooge McDuck is one that I never would have thought would come out of your mouth.
He is loaded. Okay. We need that coin, man. We need that coin.
Scrooge McDuck, if you don't know, like, just go on YouTube or Google. He swims in a pile of gold coins.
See? What did I tell you? That ain't a bad choice, man.
But yeah, reading other answers, some popular ones on here.
Elastigirl.
Elastigirl. Wait, there's another subreddit.
Where?
No, there's someone commented under Elastigirl, a subreddit of Elastigirl. And it gets weird. Oh, shit! What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Edit this in? Can you edit this in since you're already recording?
She is thick, bro.
Why would they make her so thick?
Well, she's stretchy, thick, right? Like, she can stretch, right? Oh, there's nudes and stuff here.
That, I mean, SFW, though.
Okay.
Dude. Like, there's nudes and shit. No, but she's already thick.
Yeah. She can just get thicker because thicker. She has a power. Or,
like, okay, this is inappropriate. Okay. And then somebody commented, I love this place.
Okay, Agent Carter is one of the top answers. Sino pa ba? Percy Jackson or Loki is also one of the popular answers on here. I'm surprised there's one that isn't at the top, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were, because it's for me, it would be for me. That would be my answer. Lola Bunny, bro.
Oh, yeah. I thought of her, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Lola Bunny, man. Mm-hmm. I think it's because if it's a fictional character, you might as well go for the one that you really cannot emulate at all ever in real life. Because for people like Loki and Percy Jackson, you can find people that kind of look like them. But it's damn near impossible to have some effective Lola Bunny cosplay. Right?
You know what? I think a lot. I'm also surprised that not a lot of people answered with an anime character.
Yeah, it's mostly real people. Yeah, mostly real people. Marvel characters na, you know, sina Black Widow, Iron Man, Loki ulit, diba? So many. But there are actually some, there are some anime, especially Dragon Ball. I see a lot of answers from Dragon Ball. Si Vegeta, si Bulma. Bulma. Hmm.
Vegeta talaga yun. I think we
nga, Vegeta, diba? Vegeta.
Like I said, diba you say vegetables?
Vegetables. Vegeta, no? That guy's hot, bro. He's my favorite out of the Dragon Ball guys.
Parang ano, weird yung katawan.
Siya yung, he's a short guy. He's short.
Right.
But he's
right.
Super batak.
Okay.
Yeah. He's yung ano yung counterpart ni Goku. Bali siya yung parang second in command. Yeah.
So you get Vegeta.
What?
You get why people say.
Oh yeah. 100%. He's ripped. Mm-hmm. He can go Super Saiyan, bro. Come on.
What does he say for Super Saiyan?
No, they just yell.
Di ba may iba ba yun? Okay, sorry, I actually don't know a lot about Dragon Ball.
No.
Hindi ba yun yung ano, Kamehameha wave o iba yun?
Kamehameha, tama.
Okay.
Yeah. Lara Croft is another popular. Okay. I love Lara Croft.
Well, but only because I think, you know, people are also thinking about probably Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
But it's a human being as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True. Oh, I see Ty Lee from Avatar. Oh, yes. Ty Lee, man. She's a babe. But yeah, so that was an interesting discussion. So, you know, your answer. Scrooge McDuck is the most, like, I bet you there's no Scrooge McDuck in this whole thread.
As long as there is that whole tie-in with me getting a cut with a million, you know.
Then why wouldn't you pick someone like Iron Man then? Who's super rich?
This is like an actual fictional character. You know, Iron Man is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's easy to say Iron Man, or I would always pick.
There's no rich parang character na hindi human na other than Scrooge McDuck that you can think of. I'm trying to think. Din eh. There must be someone hotter than Scrooge McDuck.
Krabby Patty.
see Mr. Krabs?
I mean, a restaurateur, man.
Mr. Krabs.
Don't make it easy for us, okay?
Oh, man.
An actual fictional character, not somebody that looks like human.
Right. I'm trying to think then, who is rich but is not like human? Mr. Krabs isn't even that rich. He's super kulipot nga eh.
Alam kong may iba siyang branch ng Krabby Patty, okay? Malay mo, ang laki kayo ng ocean. Malay mo, branch kung saan-saan. Hello!
Oh, man. Anyway, I guess that will end the conversation there. Oh, no, do you have any more?
I have another theory. Oh, okay. You know how the truly rich people dress super simple?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, nakita mo bang naka-Rolex si Mr. Krabs? Hindi, di ba?
Naka-shorts lang.
Yeah. So maybe he's like, you know, one of the uber rich who owns like a Patek Philippe wall.
Is there Mr. Krabs ano hentai? Search ko nga. Wait.
We don't. I don't know if I wanna know, dude.
I feel like meron eh. Mr. Krabs hentai. Oi, SpongeBob.
No.
Meron, bro.
I'm sure meron, dude.
Meron, and it's Squidward doing Mr. Krabs in the butt. Yung sa Instagram. IG photo. Google photos.
Close this app now. Stop.
Oh my God. Tapos yung anak ni Mr. Krabs, yung whale, si Pearl. Meron. Tapos si Plankton. Oh my God.
For everything. They made it, you know, available for everyone.
Oh, is he Sandy the squirrel? Actually, I could see the appeal of Sandy the squirrel.
Yeah, Sandy.
I get it. Yeah. Damn, Rika, you got to see this shit, bro.
I don't want to, dude.
Oh, man.
But I have seen, like, you know, like images and stuff. So
okay. All right. So, yeah, why don't we invite our Lecce fans to let us know on our Lecce fan group?
Go ahead and join our... Let's no go ahead and join our Facebook group that is the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook. And then don't forget to follow us online as well. It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on
Instagram, where it's just Halo Halo Show. And yeah, that's it for the podcast. We still have merch. You can get it out of Rika G's car when you go to 1C.
Yes, actually, a couple of people wanted to get this weekend. Also, shout out to my friend, Andrea, who... because she's a teacher and she integrated the Halo Halo Show into one of her classes. Nice. With the kids. I think they drew Halo Halo. And then they showed it in the Zoom class and everything. So I really appreciate. I know I haven't replied to Andrea, who messaged me personally on Facebook. But I did get the message and look, also cute. I was just super duper busy this weekend, but I will reply. But shout out to Andrea. Thank you for always listening. And shout out to everyone, actually.
Yeah.
All the Leche fans out there. Thanks, you guys. Yeah, we love you.
We'll see you after the pandemic, hopefully. No, we've been planning a meetup for a while now.
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years, man. Okay. Until then, yeah, that's it. You want to extra song it?
Bye.
Later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.